Time now for Hidden History. Today we visit a group of ham radio operators from Cape Cod. Each year, the club gathers to commemorate the role that wireless communication played in rescuing survivors from the Titanic in 1912.
Hello CQ, hello CQ. This is W1MGY, Titanic Memorial Event Station, calling CQ.
The club's call sign is W1MGY.
The last three letters of which is the same suffix that the Titanic had. That was the call sign of the Titanic.
That's Rick Pendleton, a member of the Titanic Marconi Association of Cape Cod. His club partners with the Cape Cod National Seashore to conduct the annual event.
Trying to recreate the historic transmissions that took place between the Titanic and the coastal stations, and it's a commemoration of Marconi's technology that was a very important part of the rescue operation.
Pendleton taps out Morse code in a room at the National Seashore's Salt Pond Visitor Center in Eastham. His transmitter is state-of-the-art, a far cry from 1903 when Guglielmo Marconi built a station a few miles up the road in Wellfleet to experiment with sending radio signals over the airwaves. By 1912, passenger liners like the Titanic were outfitted with wireless setups. The emerging technology offered the only way to send and receive messages once at sea, but its limitations also contributed to the great loss of life when the Titanic went down.
There was another ship close by within view. That ship was the California.
That's Park Ranger Barbara Dugan.
And their operator had gone to bed. And even though the flares from the Titanic were seen, the ship's crew on the California thought the Titanic was just sending off flares for a party and never woke up their operator to hail the Titanic to check in.
Another ship, the Carpathia, was 67 miles away when the Titanic struck the iceberg.
The operator on board the Carpathia that goes to the actual rescue is asked by the New York Times what motivated him to call the Titanic in the middle of the night. He replies, "I was just calling them to let them know the Cape Cod station had been sending them messages all day." The Titanic operators weren't copying because their radio actually broke down. Then they get it fixed, and they're backed up with messages because the Marconi company makes money by sending private messages for people on board the ships. So they feel rushed to get that job done, so they're not listening for new messages. So the Carpathia operator, he's motivated to call the Titanic simply to tell them the Cape Cod station has been sending the messages. Their reply is, "Help us, we're sinking."
The Carpathia immediately sailed toward the stricken ship, arriving 3.5 hours later and saving 705 of its passengers. The Titanic's captain was faulted for not properly heeding iceberg warnings, but poor wireless communication was also found to have played a role in the disaster. As a result, Congress passed the Radio Act of 1912, which, among other things, established the SOS International Distress Signal. Rick Pendleton continues to tell the Titanic story to others around the world using the dots and dashes of old-fashioned Morse code.
W9RF is calling us.
On the day of my visit, he'd already heard from other ham radio operators in several U.S. states, as well as Cuba, Poland, the Ukraine, Germany, and Russia.
What you get is thank you for the special event. You hear that a lot because people are thrilled to get a contact with an activity that's related to something very unusual and historic. People love the history. They love the history of Cape Cod. They like to be able to communicate with someone that's trying to keep the legacy of Marconi alive.
W1MGY.
For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris in Eastham.